Yesterday we began to dig more deeply into the Gemara's discussion Mechalia Karna and Lo Mechalia Karna. Let's review what the givens are, and then what some of the questions are, what we spoke about yesterday, then we'll move forward. We know that there's an that Shane and Regel are both Avos. I take that back. Both Shane and Regel appear in the Chumash. I think we saw before the break that the Rambam seems to present Shane and Regel almost as a single category, and that's probably reflective of perhaps of the Yerushalmi, who presents Shane and Regel as a single category. That whether they're two Avos or one Av, but both Shane and Regel are Av material. And both Shane and Regel appear in the Chumash. Sorry, this opening sugya, which is aligned with Rav Papa, is presenting Shane and Regel as separate independent Avos. And the Braisa, the Medrash that the Gemara here quoted, based on Beis Gimel and Aleph, the Medrash says that Vishilach, in the middle of that Pasuk, Vishilach is Regel, Uvier is Shane, and the Gemara, the Braisa felt the need to give a proof for each definition. We need a pasuk in Yeshaya to demonstrate that Vishilach means regal as opposed to something else. A pasuk in Malachim to demonstrate that Ubir means shame as opposed to something else. Which made the Gemara curious on top of Gemara Aleph, what other more compelling interpretation is there of Vishilach or of Ubir? Why do we need to demonstrate it? Demonstrating means I would have thought X, but now you showed me, now it's Y. I would have thought Vishilach means something else. Oh, you showed me a pasuk in Yeshaya that Vishilach is regular. What else would I have thought? Oh, yeah, a pasuk in Melachim, the words of Achia Shiloni, that demonstrated that it would be the likely interpretation would be a shame. Otherwise, I would have assumed X. So what the Gemara essentially says is I could have chalked up I could have chalked up both words either to regal or both to shame. The Gemara says, I could have imagined they both are regal if I wouldn't have proven that ubir is shame, because they're both regal, because regal comes in two flavors. One flavor is where you actually encourage the animal to go out and explore, and it went exploring b'stei acher and did damage there. Obviously, more likely to be alive. Well, you actually encouraged your animal to leave your property, as opposed to Azul Mela, where you just Sheva Al Tasa passively didn't stop your animal from leaving. It went on its own without your encouragement. Okay, so and had I not demonstrated that Uvir means shame from the Pasuk of the Dolo, the Pasuk of Achia Shilomi, I could have misunderstood that both phrases are by Regal, Shal Shluche and Azlameh. Okay. Moving backwards to the earlier in the Gemara, which is more of a lightning rod for discussion, we showed him. The Gemara also says if you wouldn't have demonstrated from the Pasuk of Yeshayahu, Rashachai Regal Shar Vachamar, that Vishilach is Regal, I would have otherwise come to the conclusion that both Vishilach and Ubir are shame. Why are they both shame? Because shame comes in two flavors, no pun intended. The shame comes in two different tracks. Two different subcategories of shame, in Mechalia Karna and Lo Mechalia Karna. And there are at least two questions you need to think about in terms of this Hava Mina to distinguish the Mechalia Karna and Lo Mechalia Karna. Again, the simple reader of the Gemara is that it's only a Hava Mina. The simple reader of the Gemara is that ultimately we do not differentiate between Mechalia Karna and Mechalia Karna, nor between Azna Mela Shav Shulche. Why? Because we have a Hekesh from Regel to Shem and from Shem to Regel. I mentioned yesterday, if you want to take a look, Rav Gustman talks about a Meiri who has a Machlokas about what's the Maskana Mahalacha. Okay? But the simple reading of the Gemara certainly is that with Maskana, these distinctions are not relevant to Halacha. Maskana, we do not distinguish between Mechalia Karna and Mechalia Karna, we do not distinguish between Shav Shulche. But it's a logical havamina. Rejected because we have evidence in the pasuk that we ought to reject it. Kadosh Baruch Hu indicates to us through putting Shane Regel in the same pasuk, it didn't have to be in the same pasuk, but putting Shane Regel in the same pasuk, two items in the same pasuk is what we call a hekesh, and we're supposed to share dinim between the two. But that teaches me that neither distinction stands lemaskan. Okay. The first two questions that strike us, though, in thinking about mechali akarna, is number one, what is mechali akarna, and number two, why would I even have had a hava mina, that it should matter. We're not saying that it's not gzeiras hakasim. We're saying, without an gzeiras hakasim, I would have assumed on my own, muskel rishon, a priori, I would have assumed that shame is limited to mechali akarna. Why? So first, what, and then what. So we raise the big... We got pretty deep into the discussion of what yesterday. We saw the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Whether it's like Rashi talks about the animal chews on the produce, and now it's gone, but it'll grow. Don't worry, it'll grow back. Tosfos was very bothered by that. Tosfos said, "How is that? Habayel Masib Ban Rechom Lektzar," which again we unpack what Tosfos Kasha is a very fundamental question, which is a very, very straightforward question. Well, we love Machal Karim, of course, Machal Karim. You ate the grass. Great, but more grass will grow. But grass number one is gone. And to make it more tangible, I could have picked my own grass number one and had grass number two grow. I could have harvested, the owner could have harvested grass number one and grass number two. Instead, someone else's animal ate up grass number one. So what does it help? Will there be a grass number two? Yeah, but I lost grass number one. Halacha is the halacha. That's the Tosfos's problem. We saw yesterday that the Rashba, ultimately, because of the question that Tosfos raised on himself, the Rashba embraces Rashi's approach and seeks to solve Tosfos' kasha on Rashi. As I mentioned, if you look at the Raza seems to be tweaking, saying something similar to Rashi, not necessarily identical. I think I mentioned yesterday, if you look in the way the footnotes in the Shita Mekubetzes, on the Masara Kuk Shita Mekubetzes, is a very footnote 6. When Shita Mekubetzes quotes this Rashba, a very good, long, strong explanation of what it is the Rashba is saying. We spoke about that yesterday, the Chazal Rashba is saying that some perhaps an idea of Iker and Tafel. It's not that there'll be a replacement crop that'll grow instead that won't be as good. Rather, the Rashba says, there's sort of like a preliminary grass that's growing before the real grain grows. It's shakas, the hay grass that grows before the actual wheat or barley, what have you, spelt oats. You trim the initial stuff so that what grows, the main crop, which will come later, grows better. Or some sort of pruning-like activity. So number one, many would not even care about the... You're entitled to want the first round of grass also, but many wouldn't even care about it at all. And certainly it's not the ikar. And trimming it, while in trimming that first grass... The goat trimmed it with its teeth. So while trimming the first grass, you did, take away his grass. You also set him up for greater success on the subsequent wheat. So for all these sort of related reasons, you could have imagined that that's not necessarily chayit. That's not quite the same as the animal showing up a month later and chewing up the barley or the wheat. Where, number one, that's the ikar crop that you're actually interested in. No one invites others to just take it away because that's actually what you want. It's not just, garbage needs to be pruned. And it's not, if the animal chews up the barley, you're not helping. There's no incidental assistance that you're providing to the owner. Well, if you chewed up the grass before, it's only the tafel. Many don't even want it at all. And although you were mazik the grass, you were helping with the main product later. So that's why one could have imagined this is not there's plenty of svara lechalek between the ikar grain and the tafel preliminary grass. So that's why we could have imagined. Okay, so that no one in the Rashba was explaining how this case of the preliminary grass is indeed well described as lo machal yakara. But yes, you destroyed this grass, but the grass is not the keren. The keren is the objective of this field, is the grain that's to come. That's the keren. This is the top. Tosos had argued that no, what we're really talking about is tinfa peiros hanasa. Not that you chewed up anything, but that the animal, at any time that you're eating, Tosos seems to think, it did, by definition, it's mechalia karna. But eating means you destroyed whatever it is that you ate. It's gone. Maybe something else will come later, but this item is gone. And Tosos thinks mechalia karna is a more straightforward definition. But lo mechalia karna means the item is still there, but it's somehow been damaged. But it's still there. Now, Tosos points out that that's a case that a prime example is a case that appears later on Gimel Amud Aleph as a told in the list of toldos of shame, namely Tinfa Peiros Lahadasa. The two toldos of shame that are mentioned later on. One is where the animal knocks down a wall in its attempt to scratch its itch, but that's Mechalia. You knock down the wall, destroy. But Tinfa Peiros Lahadasa, you needed to relieve itself on all over the fruit, and that happened to be on the ground, someone else's fruit. But the fruit is still there, but they're dirty. Fruit is still there, but they're covered with soil. So one problem, which we'll get to in greater length to header later on, is later down the Amud, is the question of, well, is that an Avar Tosas raises? Well, is that an Avar or Tolda? The Tosas could be Nora says it's a Tolda, but you just told me we're dashing from a Pasuk. The Pasuk tells me the Lo Machal Yakara is high. Koi Tosas, this is Lo Machal Yakara. So why are we going to Tolda? Shkol it out. Okay, that's one question. Tosas is there, but it's a drasha. It's not actually the definition of the pasuk. Now the other problem is the Gemara in Sadiches. First, Sadiches is an interesting Gemara. Naftali Trop, in the Shiurim here, points out you need to figure out how this discussion of Tinfa Peiros Lahanasa and the Lo Machal Yakara, how does that fit with that? But let me. He has a lengthy discussion. I want to sort of abstract. Pull out one of the key thread. Very intriguing Gemara. Gemara of a diver. Zorit Matbea Shachaber Li Yamagal. And Sadi Ches Amaral. In the ninth paragraph of Bava Kam. Later in the Masechta. Four or five lines to the top of Sadi Ches Amaral. Amarava Zorit Matbea Shachaber Li Yamagal. Fatya. I take your coin. I drop it into the water. I'll put it. I chose you a golden coin. It's worth a couple hundred dollars. I knock it into the water. A putter. I'm a putter. I owe you a couple. I owe you whatever it's worth. My time. Very surprising. Because I can say it's right there. Look. If you're holding a pen, and I knock it out of your hand, it falls on the ground. Do I owe you money for the pen? No, pen is over there, pick it up. It wasn't nice. It's not a nice thing to do. It's conceivably a lav d'oraisa to go over and annoy someone. It's a lav d'oraisa. Well, no, it's wrong. Okay. But I don't owe you money. I did the wrong thing. After your tshuva, I have to ask for mechila. But I don't owe you money. The pen is there. Go pick it up yourself. That's not nice. The right thing to do, I should pick it up for you. But you can't sue me in Basin for any amount of money. The pen is there, you can cause your loss. Move on. So the Gemara says, well, here's the same. I knocked the coin right there, to the bottom of the water. My time. It's right there. He bought a shot. If you wanted, go take it. What I did was wrong, was an Adera, but there's no Chiyu Tashlum in B'diyeva. Again, you use the word b'diavad literally. L'chatchila doesn't mean what's better. L'chatchila means at the outset. You have asked me, are you allowed to knock it down? No, it's an aveira. But now that you knocked it down, after the fact, b'diavad, b'sha'asa, after the fact, do I now owe you money? No. It was also l'chatchila, but b'diavad I'm pater from tashlum. The Gemara says same thing here. You can't make me pay you money, it's right there. He bought a shachlan. And then the Gemara says, well, Hanimili, if it's tsululin, only if the water is clear, the kahazile, you could see it. You could see it. Tosis goes on to explain Rashi's different approach. Tosis says, meaning that a diver could reach it. I knocked it into the ocean. Well, it's there somewhere. If we can't see it, and no diver can retrieve it, so then I am tied. But if it's right there, okay, it's 20 feet down, you're going to need to hire a diver to get it. Okay, it's there. The Ahurid, the Lokachaza, if it's muddy water, you can't even see where it is. And Koritosa means it's not retrievable. But then you thought, then I was Mazi. And then the Gemara adds, aside from the issue of Hezek, this is after all Terek HaGoz Leitzim, how about, is it theft? Did I steal? The Tosfos, the Gemara will say, depends how I did it. Hanimile da adye aduye. If you were holding a coin, and you were standing at the edge of the boat, admiring the view, say, if I slapped your hand from above, and you dropped it, so I caused it to drop, but I never made a kinyan on the item. You can't say I stole it. I caused you a loss, but I didn't steal. So you can't say I'm chayav as a gazer. But shockingly, if I walked over and took it and threw it, well, then I'm chayav as a gazer, because when I took it, I stole it, and I have a few hundred. Now, I have the obligation to give it back. The Haitian was like Zayla Shargazal. Right? If I stole your car, I can't say, well, it's parked 3 blocks away, go get it yourself. Here are the keys. Now, if I stole your car, Ahmad Islam, now I have a mitzvah that says, all right, so the Haitian was Zayla Shargazal. I have to go get the car and bring it back. So if I stole it, so I have to give it, I have to get it down, we have to hire the diver, midin, hashavas hagazal. That's what the Gemara says at the end. One of the criteria is, did I just knock it out of your hand without ever doing an act of Mashiach or Hagbah? Or did I take it and in doing a Maisa Kinyan become a Gazlan? Okay. But then the first point that Gemara made was, forget about Gazlan, am I a Mazik? The Gemara says, as long as mine Salulim, it's retrievable, I'm not a God, I'm not a Mazik. What's that say? Why am I not a Mazik? Why am I not a mazik? So I knocked your gold coin out of your hand. Because I knocked it down, I didn't do any of my opinions, so I'm not a gazlan, but I'm responsible for my actions. So if I say, yeah, but the gold coin is still, if the gold coin is irretrievable, okay, so I was mazik you. You had a $500 gold coin, now it's gone, so I had $500. I say, no, it's retrievable, it's right there. You see, 20 feet down the water. I hire a guy with scuba gear to go down and get it. 20 feet down the water, you need scuba gear. 40 feet down. Hire a guy with scuba gear. If you're in, either go to the yeshiva, and yeshivata's there in Eilat, and you can borrow scuba from their scuba equipment gemach. If you know what you're doing, if you're trained, go get it yourself. I said, I'm not trained. Okay, so hire someone who is trained. You may find the yeshiva guy to do it for free, in a star, or else you'll hire a diver to go retrieve it for you. So, question 1 second. So maybe I don't owe you $500, but if you're going to have to pay a diver $30 to go retrieve it, so don't owe you the $30. You're going to be out of $30. It's there, but it requires professional intervention to be able to continue to have it and use it. Right? So why I'm going to have to pay the whole value of the coin. Why am I going to have to pay whatever the per hour cost is of the diver? So what does Rashi say? Grama.
And your
potter. Rashi says, Grama bin Izakin is potter. I did not veira in causing you this, to cause you this expense. But that's a larger sugya we may come across a little bit, and when Mitchell will come across again, the course of Sephiroth Baal Kama, that one of the factors that comes into play, we've been focused in the beginning of Sephiroth on, there are different parallel categories of Nezek. Is it this av or that av? But another different dimension of how you look at an act of Nezek is whatever flavor it is, how direct is the causality. And you're going to deal with other Hamazek, which is the king of Avos Nezikin, but did I do it directly? If I go over with a, I took a baseball and threw it through someone's window, that's a direct test. Which will almost direct. We'll talk about that more when we get to the second part. Yishim Shem Kitzah. But Yishim Shem baseballs. But let's say it wasn't so direct. I did something which then caused something else. I didn't set fire to your wallet. I set fire to the document you would have used to get repayment of a loan. The document itself is worth a dollar, but the loan that it gives you access to is tens of thousands of dollars. I didn't directly mazik the money, but I made you incapable of getting it. But that's already somewhat indirect. That's probably garmi. Here it's even more indirect. I caused you to need to pay a diver to get the coin back. I didn't directly cause you a loss. It's grama. The Gemara says several times about Basra, also I think we saw these Gemaras earlier in the year. Graba nizakin is aser. It's an aveira to do that, but it's not an aveira which is actionable. I mean, it's an aveira, but you can't sue me for the money. It's the right thing. I'm chayv b'dine shamayim. I ought to pay. If I ask a rav, should I be paying? He would say yes. But can you take me to court for it? No. Not actionable. Rav in his akim is patravos. So that's what Rashi says here. The fact that he's going to have to give money to the bar amora, that does not mean the amora's son. It means a diver. Maybe some amoraim had sons who were divers. Died in the Yama Talmud. But even though I'm causing you to need to spend money on the diver to retrieve the koi, it was wrong that I did it. I'll leave a demas, I should pay you for it, but you can't sue me for that. You can't sue me for that. That's grama grama is akmas pa. So Naftali points out what's happened. Isn't that an argument? That's according to Tosas. According to Rashi, it's valid. According to Tosas, the truth is not the kasha on Tosas. It's really the kasha on the Bryce of later. Oh, the Gemara later said it's in for Paris on Dosa is right. He says, but maybe it's even more so about Tosas. He says, I don't understand. So, what's the issue with the fruits? So, the animal relieves itself from the fruit. That's clearly impolite. Okay. And we're going to, obviously we can't eat the fruit as is. So good, so you have to hire someone to do a professional, hire for a cleaning crew to do a professional cleaning on the fruit. It's going to take a long time to mom or sit there, you know, like a child or adult accidentally steps in dog droppings. So if you have, especially if his sneakers are worse than shoes, there's a lot of grooves there, it might be a long malacha to get everything restored to cleanliness and smelling good. It looks like some people had such experiences. So you know how to talk. Okay, so it's a labor-intensive process. You can either do it yourself if you have the time, or I guess in theory, you know, you can hire someone else to put in the hour or two to clean every single grape so all the grapes will be clean again. Okay. So Rav Tali says, okay, so that's bar amora. That's the same as the Tzai does. It's grama. Tifa Peres Adosa. Tifa Peres Adosa says that. Why not chai?
Over there, you're paying him to go down and get the coin. The coin, you didn't lose the coin. The coin is retrievable. You're calling him to go pay to pay someone else to get it. Here, he has to actually clean the fruits themselves. You did something to them. You direct your animal directing damage to the fruits in a way that the owner has to fix the fruits.
Maybe, but so I can say, why can't it say hamanachka? Same thing that Gomer said. Side is hamanachka. The fruit's still there, it just happens to be covered. Instead of covered by a layer of 40 feet of water, it's covered by 3 inches of soil.
That's not saying that it's not grama. By knocking it in, that's saying it's not lost. Yeah, so these fruits are not, these fruits are damaged.
If I would have poured 40 feet of water over the coin, the guy already had the coin on the floor. So I come over and pour 40 feet of water over his coin. Right? He had left some coins in an empty pit, and I come and turn on the hose and fill up with 40 feet of water. And there was an empty swimming pool. Oh, simple, you can swim. Right? An empty scuba diving training pool. 40 feet deep. So it was empty. He left his coins there. And then I come along and turn the tap. So hours later, there's 40 feet of water. Right? So l'chora, the Gemara talks about knocking the coin into the water. It's hard to imagine that that's more direct. Knocking the coin into the water is even more direct than just pouring the water over the coin. That's essentially what happened here. The animal didn't pour 40 feet of water. The animal poured a few inches of soil over the fruits. So Raftali gets very, he gets very, very excited. I'll give you a brief. He brings in the Zibam Basa. It's very, very freilich. And gets involved in the Chakira about the nature of Nezek and paying for the Chetzor, for the Shavius. But his answer, L'chor, can be, and if you want, you can take a look. It's in the Mar Makomos are there. It's the citations of Mar Makomos, you take a look, Simi Kuf Yudal, in the Araisa version, the Araisa edition of Kedusha Granat. But to make a long story short, the gist of what he says is that you probably have to reinterpret the case a little bit, that there is some irreversible damage. And he thinks if everything is reversible, then it's probably grama and pasa. If it's just a question of I need to spend an extra hour cleaning, but we could get it back to mamish, pristine condition, so then, so that's it's an avera to do it. And b'dinei shamayim, if you ask the rav, what should I do? You should pay, but you can't sue in court for that. That's not an actionable nezek because that's grama. Now here it's grama by your animals, not even grama by a person. That says hard even less chayim. But he says mistama, the case must be that it's not completely reversible. It's not just a question of I need to pay. It's not about I need to pay the cleaning crew. Even with all the cleaning, it'll never be quite what it was. So, for instance, they will say, we can never feed this to people again. No matter how much no matter what sort of antiseptic procedures you use, it'll be animal food. If we clean it off well enough, we can feed it to the, you can put it in the trough for the animals, but this can't be olal shofar olal. You can't feed this to people. He says that's the issue. On Tzadiches, the damage is entirely reversible. It's just a question of hiring people to do the work to restore it to its original state. If we send the diver down, he gets the coin back, the coin is as usable as it was before. But here it must be, it's not just a question of cleaning. You will have to clean it also. Even after you're done cleaning, it could be, there's irreversible damage. That's the issue. It will never again be my halacha. It'll be my halacha. Once I clean it. So that's an example, and that's Tosus's point. I took something, I reduced its functionality. I didn't destroy the item. Rashi talks about actually destroying the item. Tosus says, if you're destroying the item, that's Mechalei Karna. He says, it must be the item is still there, it's still intact. I haven't even destroyed a part of the item. That's the Chal. Two pairs of also, I haven't destroyed any piece of the item. It's not even like, I had a Swiss Army knife, I broke off one blade. I still have the saw. Yeah, but that's the Machai Karna piece of it. Here, no. The whole item is still there. I could, if I had, if I had 3 liters of fruit, I still have 3 liters of fruit. I still have the same number of calories. I just can't feed it to a person. Before, I could have fed it to a person or an animal. Now, I can only feed it to an animal. But I have the same 3 liters, the same X number of calories, the same material, but it's reduced functionality. It lost one of its functions. That ketosis is lo mechal yekarna. But again, so that kasha we can work on. But again, the remaining questions on both sides, where it says there's one kasha rash, two kasha ketosis. One kasha ketosis is how you differentiate tinfer peres l'hadasa from the scenario in tzadiches and ra'al. But again, this is a kasha the Gemara talks about tinfer peres l'hadasa, even more of a kasha perhaps from ketosis. And that we can solve, Raftali solves. Again, if you want to look at the Raftali inside of relates it perhaps to larger London shishas as well. But again, the Rashba had stressed Tosas Kasha on himself, the other Kasha on Tosas, which was, should this have made it an Av rather than a Tolda? And later on we'll have to perhaps return to that some more. And Tosas had a Kasha Rashi, which was, if you're eating the initial grass, is that really can you really call that lama chayakami? There will be other grass, but you destroyed this grass. And there we saw with the Rashban, the Fagot, and the Sheikh. Because what that says, it seems like Rashi is taking a looser or broader definition to karma. Yes, this particular item was destroyed, but that's not the main item in this picture, in this context. This grass was destroyed, but the grass is tafel to the grain which will come later. So Tosa says, yeah, but you destroyed the grass. If the grass is a karen, you destroyed it. Rashi would say, no, the karen is the barley. The karen is the wheat. It's not yet here. You just ate the grass. Okay, so that's a question of how you would look at it. But that then brings us, either way, whether you take Rashi's definition, Tosa's definition, that brings us to the other question of Mechalei Karna, which is, well, why would I have assumed that I should care? Meaning, with the Rashba, maybe we may begin to see a svarb, a svarb dog. Right? Well, I was only mazik, the tafa wasn't mazik, the ikr, okay. Certainly, Tosas and the Pshuto Shel Rashi, that I ate the grass, but don't worry, other lower quality grass will grow later. I mean, they're two different cases. But if the Torah says you're chayav on shein, why would I assume that we should differentiate? Look, the Torah says that the maishar goes out to someone else's field, so my be'ir, my animal goes out to someone else's field, so I'm chayav. Okay, let's say my animal didn't go to someone else's field. My animal went into someone's house. So then I'm a punter. No, and it's not because of the Hanasam, right? I, the Torah says, Sadeh, Sadeh Acher, wasn't a Sadeh. It went to Karen. It went to a bias. My animal went into your Bor Mayim. There's a shortage of water, and you've been saving water in your backyard, and my animal marches its way into your reservoir and drinks up your water. It's not a Sadeh. My potter? Of course I'm not potter. Of course I'm chai. I thought it says sada. So we know the answer. The answer is, there was definitely which are the relevant characteristics, which are not. So the question is, we had that discussion based on a base. Karen, is it about the part of the anatomy that's using the horn? Is it about the motivation, karmos hazik, or is it about frequency or infrequency? So the question is, why would I have thought the mechaya karna, where did mechaya karna fall from? What's that? If I did a hezek. The truth is, many Rishonim address this subtly. I'd be glad to take that question after. Many Rishonim address this subtly. Number one, Rashi. Number two, Tosfos. Number three, the Mukhei Yosef. Number four, the Rashi. They all say four different things. What does Rashi say? If you start reading Rashi, so he says, the beginning of the EDVED, he says, I would have thought that both Mashiach and Bir are going, I refer to Shane, Mashiach and Loma Chalakai. Ubir, Haino Hechad de Mechali Karna. Bir would mean Mechali Karna. Why? The Mashma Ubir Shmegar Lagan.